Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, you've sent us a story. Oh, this one's got us hooked. A real-life neighborhood drama. And it proves truth is often stranger than fiction. We're talking property lines. You know those invisible threads that hold communities together or unravel them completely?
Right.
An offense so intense it would make a security guard blush.
Yeah.
We're diving deep into your letter to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, and let me tell you, the title fits.
Oh, yeah.
You start by describing your dream home, this mid-century charmer nestled in a wildlife sanctuary area. You even mentioned strangers wanting to buy it on the spot. I can see why that sounds idyllic. What kind of offers were you getting?
It's interesting you mentioned those offers.
Yeah.
Because it speaks to the inherent value we place on our homes.
Yeah.
It's not just about bricks and mortar, but a sense of peace, of sanctuary.
Yeah.
And when that's disrupted, it can feel like a real loss, even if you haven't technically lost anything tangible.
Right. And that's where these new neighbors come in, right? You go from this peaceful haven to, well, let's just say things take a turn. The centerpiece of this whole saga is the fence. Paint us a picture. What are we talking about here?
Okay. So imagine this, an 11-foot high behemoth of cinder blocks and concrete, a veritable Berlin Wall in suburbia.
Wow.
And get this, it's not even on their property.
Okay, wait, hold up. They built this monstrosity on your property without asking. I can feel my blood pressure rising just hearing about it.
And that's a completely natural reaction.
Yeah.
We often talk about defensible space in psychology, which basically means the area around us that we perceive as our own. It's an instinct deeply rooted in our need for safety and security.
Right. So to have someone, especially a new neighbor, encroach on that space in such a bold way, it's a violation on multiple levels, right?
Exactly. It's not just about the physical encroachment. It's the audacity of it. The disregard for your boundaries, both literally and figuratively.
It's like they're making a statement.
And it's a statement that goes beyond just property lines. Think about it. Fences historically have been used to mark territory, to control access, to keep people in or out. So to erect this massive barrier without your consent, it speaks to a power dynamic that's unsettling, to say the least.
And if the fence itself wasn't bad enough, you're dealing with these bright lights all night long. You mentioned this is a wildlife sanctuary area. What kind of impact is this having?
Yeah, that's a crucial point. It's not just about human neighbors. but the impact on the local ecosystem. Light pollution is a growing concern for wildlife. It disrupts migration patterns, feeding habits, even mating rituals for some species.
So you've got this massive fence impacting your sense of space. And then on top of that, they're disrupting the natural harmony you've worked so hard to cultivate in your own backyard.
It's almost like a 1-2 punch to that feeling of sanctuary you were talking about earlier.
And it sounds like this isn't just an isolated incident. You mentioned other neighbors are upset too, but no one's said anything directly to these new neighbors, right? Why do you think that is?
It's a classic case of the bystander effect. We see this in all sorts of situations, not just neighborhood disputes. When multiple people witness a problem, there's this diffusion of responsibility. Everyone assumes someone else will speak up, so no one does.
Plus, confronting a neighbor can be incredibly awkward, especially when it's a new situation and you don't know how they'll react.
Exactly. There's a fear of escalation, of making the situation worse. It's easier to grumble to other neighbors or vent on the internet than to address the issue head on.
But you decided to take the plunge and talk to them directly. What happened?
Right. And it's fascinating how often these conversations become as much about what's not said as what is. The listener describes the husband as dismissive, telling them to prove it when they bring up the encroachment.
It's like they're deliberately trying to gaslight you, make you question your own sanity.
And that's where those feelings of being under siege can really take hold. You're already on edge because of the physical intrusion, the disregard for your property. And now you're being met with this blatant denial.
So you hire a surveyor to get some concrete proof. What happened then?
So this is where the story takes another turn. Because the surveyor confirms the encroachment, the fence size, indeed, on the listener's property. But this is where the real-world consequences kick in. They're now facing legal fees just to reclaim their own land.
It's mind-boggling to think you could end up paying for someone else's inconsiderate actions. Just set the record straight.
It highlights a common thread in these disputes. They rarely stay contained to just the initial issue. That sense of injustice can be incredibly motivating, even if it means incurring financial costs to fight back.
And in this case, it sounds like things went beyond just the legal battle. You mentioned seeing one of the neighbors on the fence at night, and then there was the cinder block. Let's talk about that. What happened there?
This is where that sense of unease, of feeling unsafe in your own home, becomes a major factor. You're already dealing with the stress of the legal battles. And then these events occur that, whether intentional or not, can be interpreted as intimidation tactics.
So you're living in what feels like your own personal thriller movie?
Right.
Except it's your real life and you can't just turn off the screen. It's constant tension, uncertainty, and it's exhausting just hearing about it.
You're not wrong. Sleepless nights, jumping at every little sound, constantly checking your property that takes a toll. When your sense of safety is violated, it triggers a primal vigilance, a constant state of fight or flight that's incredibly draining.
And to make matters worse, you're left wondering what's next. It's not just a fence anymore. It's this looming threat, this feeling of how far will they go?
Absolutely. And that ambiguity can be even more unsettling than an overt threat. Your mind starts to fill in the blanks, imagining worst case scenarios. It's a natural response to this kind of stress, but it can create a vicious cycle of anxiety.
You're trying to enjoy your home, this place that was supposed to be your sanctuary, and instead it feels like you're under siege.
And it highlights a really important point. Home is more than just a location. It's a feeling. It's about having a space where you feel safe, relaxed, in control. When that's disrupted, it impacts every aspect of your life, your well-being, your relationships, even your sense of self.
This whole situation is a wild ride. And it really makes you think, how much are we willing to tolerate in the name of keeping the peace with neighbors?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? There's no easy answer because every situation is different. But I think this story really underscores the importance of setting boundaries, asserting your rights, and recognizing when it's time to seek outside help, whether that's a mediator, a lawyer, or even just reaching out to other neighbors for support. It's important to remember, you don't have to go through this alone.
You're right. And it sounds like our listener has done an incredible job documenting everything, which is crucial in these situations.
Well, this deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least. Mm-hmm. We've gone from a charming mid-century home to a full-blown neighborhood saga.
Complete with property lines, privacy, and a whole lot of concrete. It's a powerful reminder that even in our own backyards, we're part of this complex ecosystem. And sometimes those fences we build have unintended consequences.
Right.
So here's a final thought for you. Knowing what you know now about property rights, the psychology of disputes, and the importance of setting boundaries, what steps would you take if you found yourself facing a similar situation? Let us know. You can find us on all the usual platforms. And in the meantime, keep those property lines clear. And remember, good fences don't always make good neighbors.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.